And welcome in to our weekly feature. It's called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Welcome in again, Dr. Beth. How are you?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, so we're working our way through the summer, and hopefully folks are enjoying their time and enjoying these segments every Monday morning. Today, we're going back to a topic. This was one of the initial ones that we were talking about, bullying. We had a nice series on that and kind of focusing on that workplace bullying again, because you know, when you hear bullying, my first thought is kids and how they can treat each other, and it's a big problem, but it happens with adults too, and we're here to kind of go over maybe some of the prevention that can take place.
Exactly, because anything we can prevent, then at least we don't have to suffer, or suffer much shortly, or much more shortly. A lot of my family, friends, and probably many listeners know that I was the target of workplace bullying, which is why it became my doctoral dissertation. I thought, what is happening here?
Right.
I mean, it was something I had never experienced. It was unbelievable. So I've attended the Workplace Bullying Institute University twice. I'm a member of the International Association of Workplace Bullying and Harassment. So it's worldwide. It's not just the United States. It's not just who we are. And I'm really dedicated to teaching about workplace bullying. I think if people know it's real, then they can start sidestepping it. You know, I don't think we can make it everything disappear, but we can start not being hit by it.
Sure.
So some things to know just to set the stage is that there are real consequences. There's outcomes that are physical. People get sick. They develop all kinds of conditions I can give a list. Mental consequences, it's difficult to think. Psychological and emotional, where it's hard to keep your emotions in check.
Yeah.
If you've normally been calm, forget it.
Right.
Socially, it affects your relationships. Many people end up divorced or separated, or their friends are alienated. It also impacts them financially because people will quit their job.
Right.
You know, so that affects their income. Now, you know, you'd think, okay, well, they must be doing something to deserve it. But the research shows that, and I'm embarrassed to say or humbled to say, that targets are described as highly competent. They're well-liked. They're socially adept, they're ethical, they're trusting, and they're busy. And I think while no one deserves to be bullied, I think trusting and busy kind of get in the way of seeing it coming. You know, if you're ethical, you kind of think everybody in the world is ethical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, here's the news. No, they're not.
Yeah.
And if they have issues or if they have something going on in their life or whatever, they might be very likely to use unkind techniques to get it across. So, you know, when you're at work or when you're in a group of people that is working together in something, might be on a volunteer board, we have to remember that people have different motivations and perceptions. We have to assume that not everyone is the same and not everyone thinks the way we think. That people will say things in a way that supports their position. So if they feel threatened by something, they might say it to someone else in a negative way about a coworker. It's important to maintain your principles. I would never say to someone, be unethical in order to get along with a bully. Nobody
right.
wins.
Right.
But know that other people may not maintain their principles. They may go around corners. They may do shortcuts. Avoid giving personal information or opinions. Stick to the topic, stick to the work, you know, save the personal information for close friends and family. Know and follow procedures and systems. Clarify with your administration or management about correct procedures without indicting anybody. You know, don't say so-and-so told me. I want to make sure I'm doing this correctly. Am I doing that? Then you have documentation that you are.
Yeah.
You can write it down. You're not going to get in trouble. If you have to say something to somebody else about an ethical or procedure situation, if you have to say, hey, I can't do it that way, tell a supervisor that you had that conversation. Don't say he tried to make me do it. Just say this came up and this is what I felt I needed to do. That way, if somebody goes to the supervisor to complain about you, they already have some background information. Don't be so busy that you don't have time to think about what's going on, conversations, meetings, things like that. Pay attention during transitions, new policies, new employees, new administration. People often vie for position. Keep a balance in life. Have activities and relationships outside of work, because if at least part of your life is going well, it doesn't rock you so hard. Take care of yourself physically. Eat, sleep, exercise. That means eat well, healthy,
yeah.
sleep enough, and get some exercise. No one, Mike, no one deserves to be bullied, but people are bullied. So pay attention to what's going on so you can respond and not react. If you decide you need a therapist, be sure they understand bullying because it's a different approach than typical. And again, I'm inviting listeners to join our book study on healing from psychological abuse. That's going to be meeting at Safe Harbor Counseling. If they go to the website, they can use the Contact Us page and join us.
Yeah, it's interesting when you look at the targets for the workplace bullying. You know, you wouldn't expect it to be some of those on the higher tiers of their profession, the highly competent, well-liked, socially adept, all of that. That you wouldn't expect that to be the group of people that are targeted. Is it folks that are working underneath them that are jealous, or that they're, you know, is some of that involved perhaps?
Oddly enough, it's all in both.
Yeah.
Sometimes administration or management will target somebody who's doing a really good job because they want to change things, they want to get control. Mm. And this person has some kind of influence because, you know, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So if you knock down a target, then the rest of the people are more likely to comply. You know, I don't want that happening to me, is what they
right.
say. So, and sometimes there's jealousy. You just, and sometimes it's just a matter of people want control. There's all kinds of motivations. And, you know, and bullies can be helped too. They can find different techniques if they, you know, if they want to talk to a counselor about changing things.
Mm. Important stuff, and thanks again for bringing this topic up. It's a good one to go online and find out more about at safeharboril.com. And as Dr. Beth mentioned, you can find out about that study group that's coming up real soon. Maybe you can get squeezed in and take advantage of those sessions. It's Your Life Matters every Monday morning with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll see you next Monday.